Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat who is taking the world of jazz by pure solid storm. That was alto sax cat Rudresh Mahanthappa, joined by his Indo-Pak coalition with their 2017 tune Showcase off the CD called Agrima. And it's a great listen. So this band has been at it since 2008, and they have been quite good at synthesizing jazz with the improvised musical forms of South Asia into their own blend of jazz fusion. The band's sound is a vibrant presence of Indian rhythmic and melodic elements in a charged, modern, improvisational framework born of that New York City jazz scene that all of these cats are a part of. And it's a great mix. This trio is led by Rudresh on the alto, Pakistani-American guitarist Rez Abbasi, and percussionist Dan Weiss, and they have turned heads internationally in both the jazz and world music scenes with this sound. So along with this new album, Rudresh is featured on the cover of Downbeat's November 2017 issue, and there is a lot of action always brewing in his world. He's a jazz heavyweight. I asked him during a recent interview with Neon Jazz what he has to prove, and this is what he told me.
You know, here we are almost 10 years later, and I just don't feel like I have to prove any of those things anymore. I don't know who I was trying to prove them to. I guess prove them to myself that I could do this kind of, you know, adhere to this very pure kind of sound. And, you know, in the meantime, the band had actually played a lot of gigs, you know, in the last 9 or 10 years. And, you know, we had developed a high level of interaction and a real band sound. And I just, with the new album, with Agrima, I felt like, I mean, there's a lot of compositional thought that has gone into that body of work, obviously. But it was really important to me to find ways to highlight, you know, vehicles to highlight the way the band interacts.
So very few musicians share the ability of Rudresh to embody that expansive possibility of music with a very rich cultural background. Just as his personal experience is never wholly lived on one side or the other, his music speaks in a voice that is dedicated to a path that he is forging right through the center of the jazz world. The New York Times has said he is possessing a roving intellect and a blade-like articulation. I'm going to put that in there. That sounds good.
More commas.
That's right. There's a lot of punctuation in this little piece.
Just more commas. And periods, no.
That's right. Let's put a colon right there and move right on to the fact that he's been awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship, two New York Foundation for the Arts Fellowships, and many other awards, and there is so much more to come. Stay tuned. I know we will. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has one of the most famous alto players ever, and Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to make your life a little bit better with the medicine of jazz. So this next tune, called Jingles off the 2017 CD Handful of Keys, comes from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, led by Wynton Marsalis, with special guests as they take you through 100 years of jazz piano, and what a great century it's been, and away we go. Thank you.
Dick Hyman.
Hi, this is Aura Barakat, New York-based jazz bassist. You're listening to Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the Israeli-born New York City jazz bassist and composer Or Barakat with the 2017 tune Sosh off his debut CD OB1, and it's getting a lot of rave reviews. So his career started really taking off after he was deemed the winner of the first prize at the International Society of Bassists Jazz Competition. That was back in 2011. So his approach to improvisation has been molded by Mediterranean, South American, and North African folklores, and they've been all interpreted through that deep knowledge and appreciation that he has of the American jazz tradition. Sounds a lot like Rudresh and his approach with his background. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, it was our pleasure to speak with Orr, and he talked about that love of jazz he has.
The answer changes every day. My answer today is that because there's something about it that can't be replicated or mass-produced, I think as a performer or a listener, it keeps you in touch with a certain aspect of humanity that to me is sacred in a way. But, you know, it's something that you can't really capture. It just takes, like, being in a moment and listening, and that moment is fleeting, and it can never repeat because every performance is a different thing. That kind of intimacy that you get between performers and listeners, to me, doesn't exist in other musical genres, really.
So since moving to New York in 2011, the same year he won that competition, he has performed, recorded, and toured all over the place with the likes of Ari Honig, Aaron Goldberg, Chris Potter, Surreal Amy, and so many others. And this career is just starting. So one of those early albums that got Orr going in the right direction was the darling of the Kansas City jazz scene. We've already dropped his name. We'll do it again. This is Bird with the tune Bongo Beep. It sounds like I made that up.
I love it.
I did not beep make it up. Circa 1947 is the music marches on right here on Neon Jazz.
Engage. Thank you.
jazz lovers. This is jazz guitarist and producer Godriguez in Sydney, Australia, and you're digging Neon Jazz with Joe Domino in Kansas City.
Hey, you!
That was the tune in Sueno off the 2017 CD God Tet from the Sydney guitarist, producer, and beatmaker Godriguez. I love that name.
I do too. It sounds like it could be in a, you know, on a B black and white horror flick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or just a big dinosaur in the front of a vinyl album, something like that.
Taking on Godzilla, yeah.
That's right. Speaking of, he reached out to us, and we are happy that he did. This is his debut LP, and it's a live band project. The band that he plays with has either all live, played, or created music together in various contexts for years. Five spiritually rich and intuitive players who have dedicated their lives to exploring music, themselves, and their instruments. It doesn't get any better than that, and this is a great example of it. From the Jazz Quartet, featuring guitarist Lorindo Almeida, saxophonist and flutist Bud Shank, bassist Ray Brown, and drummer Shelly Mann, This is the LA 4 with the 1977 tune, Recipe of Love. Off the LP, Going Home, as we keep cooking the jazz love around here on the program. Got some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Yeah.
That was the classical and jazz guitarist Diego Barber with the tune Poncho off his 2013 CD 411. So Diego was born into a family of musicians and studied with some fine minds. He went to the Arturo Soria Conservatory of Music in Madrid. He met Jose Ramon Garcia, who taught him harmony, analysis, and composition. And I think that mix right there is the magic trio. This award-winning cat is making the rounds, and it's great to finally have him on the program. From a veteran sax player that is always welcome on the show, this is the great Vincent Herring with the 2015 tune Big Bertha off his CD Uptown Shuffle. As we keep on moving our feet in the right direction, whether it's up or down on this hill here of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. How about Brandy Disterheff? On the drums, please give it up for Joe Farnsworth. And on the piano, how about it for the great Cyrus Chestnut at the piano? On the saxophone, yours truly, Vincent Herring. Thank you very much. At this time, we're going to take a short intermission. But before we do, we'd like to thank you for sharing your evening with us. We hope you enjoyed yourselves, and we'll see you in a few moments. Thank you very much.
That was the all-star lineup of drummer Jack DeJohnette, bassist Larry Grenadier, keyboardist John Medeski, and guitarist John Scofield, known as Hudson, and that was the tune Woodstock off their latest 2017 self-titled CD, and it's really gaining traction these days in the jazz world. This group celebrates their musical histories and Jack's 75th birthday year in a very tour de force of creative interplay. This rather eclectic group of hard swinging jazz masters is rare to either find on CD or in tour, and they just swung through Kansas City recently. Their material goes from Bob Dylan and the band to the Woodstock Festival's Joni Mitchell anthem and blues rock soul from Jimi Hendrix. It's a dandy, and you should pick it up. From one of the best jazz cats on the keys these days, this is Seattle native Aaron Parks with the tune I'm on Fire on this 2016 compilation from Stunt Records, as this hour of jazz stays scorching here on Neon Jazz. Again, that was veteran and well-traveled jazz cat Aaron Parks. Always great to have him on the show. And the song is I'm on Fire. He's doing it towards the end of the show. But you know what? Where there's smoke, there's jazz. And speaking of that, we will leave a trail of jazz fire with this final cat on the show.
And there's frequently neon, too, where there's
right.
smoke.
It is.
Yes, sir.
It's always flashing. Primarily a pianist, but also a leader, soloist, arranger, and musical director, this is the groovy Bill O'Connell with Rhapsody in Blue. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Gonna what else?
A little Gershwin?
I love it.
Wow, okay.
It's his take, and he does a good job with it. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is yet a rhapsody in jazz over here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, rhapsody of something.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us your rhapsody. We love hearing your stories. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that
thing. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.